Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Leland Faust is here. Leland is the founder of CSI Capital Management. He was a chief investment officer there for several decades and managed billions of dollars of other people's money. He was chief investment officer at a highly rated mutual fund as well. He's the author of a new book called A Capitalist Lament, How Wall Street is Fleecing You and Ruining America. Leland Faust, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. I'm happy to be with you today.
I'm glad you're here. Very provocative subtitle there on top of a very provocative book. Chapter 1, America, We Have a Problem. Tell us about that.
Well, I think that the problem that we have is that, well, in my view, that Wall Street has taken our really great free enterprise system and hijacked it for its own personal benefit, personal to the firms and to the individuals that work for the firms. And people have said to me, "Well, come on, your subtitle is really an exaggeration. It's not fleecing its customers or ruining America." But I think, in fact, it is, and that's what my book is about. It gives all the proof behind that, the examples of how you think you're being well represented by your broker or your advisor in some cases, and in fact, it's just an excuse to charge you more money.
Right.
And that's pulling money out of the system. And the other part, people say, well, okay, a little money goes out of the system, but how does that really ruin things? Well, if you have pension funds that are being charged a lot of money which they don't need to be, or taking all kinds of risks by investing in hedge funds and then losing money, well, then what happens is either your pensions are lower, or if they're government-operated, the taxpayers pay more money. Now, that's just an example of that. Or the concentration on the short-term performance instead of a long-term performance. And that has a real effect on our country in the long run. So,
well, Lila, how do you square, from our perch here on Main Street, we see things from the bottom up, right? We see the underbelly of all the stuff you're talking about first. And for us, my analysis has been focused on the fact that for the last 4 years in a row, 14, 15, 16, and 17, in the first quarter of all four of those years, we had an average GDP of way less than 2%, than 1% in those quarters. And in two of those years, it was negative in two of those years. And in all four of those quarters, the stock market hit record levels. Now tell me that is a healthy type of capitalism.
Oh, well, I agree that it's not. We want the markets to grow, but they have to grow, stock markets to grow, but they should be growing because the underpinnings are right.
And the stock market should be growing because the economy is growing, not because their financial assets are growing.
That's right. The economy should be growing so that, therefore, the companies are actually growing, making more money, having increased sales, which obviously then hopefully results in more profits, not because people are more optimistic and the price earnings ratios are just going up and up.
Right.
And we have a very high
price earnings
ratio.
Well, because they bought back their stock or consolidated.
Well, yeah, right. They're doing that too. And that's part of the game playing that I talk about in my book, that Wall Street's there to generate activity, whether the activity actually is meaningful, meaning it represents real economic growth, is a different thing. And that's part of the problem. So it's not a great idea. Part of this problem, pardon me, is because of the low interest rates that have continued.
Right. And the easy money.
To of that.
And the counterfeiting of money by the Fed over the last 7 years.
That's right. We've had low inflation as measured by normal goods and services, but that we've had high inflation in asset values, real estate prices in the last 7-8 years, stock market. So the money's flowed into that and increased the prices, but there hasn't been a significant enough change in the underlying fundamentals to justify it.
What would you do? And one thing I think we should point out, isn't it getting worse because of the application of digital financial leverage, instead of the analog, the old days when people traded? Now that you've got computers doing all this, this is exacerbating the problem, isn't it?
Well, it sure is, because some of the things that have happened literally couldn't have happened in the older days before computers. Before computers, you couldn't have day trading,
right?
Because no one could possibly deal with that kind of volume. You couldn't have
high-frequency
trading when you're worried about fractions of a second. And so people had to be longer-term players, which was good, because the shorter your investment horizon, in my view, the more you're gambling. And so that's part of the Wall Street waltz here of telling people they're investing and they're really gambling. And that's a real problem.
How would you invest today? If you were going to invest in a financial sector, how would you feel? Is there a way to invest and not feel like you were gambling?
Well, I think there is. What you have to do is invest for the long term, meaning you're investing because you want to see significant changes over time, over a number of years, in what you own. You want to own high quality things. I wouldn't speculate, but that's just me. You want to be, diversified across all the various sectors. You can't know for sure.
So you're talking about indexes? You like indexes?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think indexes are certainly a very good way for most people to go.
Would you be long stocks today? Would you be heavy in stocks today, or would you be more liquid?
Well, I would be certainly more liquid than the average. I'm a believer that it's impossible to tell exactly when to get in, when to get out.
Right.
So I'm not one who can advocate.
But today, are you more liquid than say,
well,
2 years ago?
I'm more liquid today than I was a year or two ago.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on to that thought. The book is called A Capitalist Lament by Leland Faust. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.